From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Six people are in custody Tuesday after the Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot and killed the day earlier as he delivered remarks at an art exhibit in Ankara. The gunman and off-duty policeman opened fire at close range, killing Ambassador Andrei Karlov. Associated Press photographer Burhan Özbilici was an eyewitness.
I saw immediately Russian ambassador on the ground, on the floor. We could not check if he was lifeless, dead, or simply injured. And the man continued to speak, and he warned people to go away or to leave.
The 22-year-old assassin, who was himself killed, yelled, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria, and Allahu Akbar." Three other people were wounded. Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned the killing as an act of terror aimed at undermining the bilateral efforts to resolve the Syrian conflict. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Meanwhile, U.S. diplomatic missions in Turkey are closed Tuesday after a firearm was discharged near the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. A suspect is in custody. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned of an impending genocide in South Sudan unless action is taken immediately, while renewing his call for an arms embargo.
Reports suggested that President Salva Kiir and his loyalists are contemplating a due military offensive in the coming days against the SPLM in opposition. Moreover, there are clear indications that Riek Machar and other opposition groups are pursuing a military escalation.
A political dispute between the two men erupted into ethnic conflict in December 2013, leaving tens of thousands of dead and millions displaced. A shaky ceasefire was reached in August. This is VOA News. A truck plowed into a crowded marketplace in Berlin late Monday, killing at least 12, injuring dozens. British tourist Mike Fox was on the scene near the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church.
I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face.
Police called the incident a probable terrorist attack. They have suspected driver in custody. Another passenger who died in the truck is described as a Polish national. Thousands have been evacuated from the devastated Syrian city Aleppo, along with two rebel-besieged northwest towns. The arrangement worked out with the Syrian government by Russia and Turkey and proceeded as the UN Security Council approved the presence of UN monitors to oversee the evacuations. Samantha Power is the U.S. UN ambassador.
Today's resolution, I think, is significant in the sense that at least we now have the council finally agreeing that people who want to leave eastern Aleppo should be able to be monitored by the United Nations, the ICRC, the Syrian Red Crescent, and others.
Meanwhile, UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura announced the UN hopes to arrange new talks on Syria in Geneva February 8. The head of the International Monetary Fund has been able to keep her job despite her conviction of negligence by a French court, Christine Lagarde failing to challenge a large payout to a businessman while French finance minister, incident that was considered a misuse of state funds. The African Union force in Somalia said its soldiers killed six passengers in a minibus that refused orders to stop at a checkpoint. A traditional elder said AMISOM forces opened fire on the vehicle in Lower Shabelle region Sunday. The AU mission is investigating. A strong 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck Tuesday near the Solomon Islands in the Pacific, with no initial reports of casualties or damage. Monday, a 5.8 magnitude quake jolted Ecuador's Pacific coast, killing two. Both the U.S. and China have confirmed that an unmanned underwater vehicle, or UUV, belonging to the U.S. and seized by China in the South China Sea last week, has been returned. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Monday called the seizure in international waters illegal.
This is the first time we've had an incident like this with the Chinese Navy, to my knowledge, and obviously this is a situation that we had concern with as to how this played out. This was an underwater vehicle doing something that we've done before.
Chinese state-run media suggested the drone was on a spying mission. Heavy smog engulfed large parts of northern China for yet another day Tuesday, despite emergency restrictions. And the cancellation of dozens of flights, power plants, and chemical producers have been ordered to curtail operations while driving vehicles in major cities like Beijing has been also curbed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.